We have seen a division between social media platforms lately. Facebook has become the apparent friend of President Trump and conservative views after founder Mark Zuckerberg refused to qualify any of the president's views. Twitter, meantime, has agreed to put labels on the president's tweets that seem to be questionable, making it appear as the more liberal social media site. For some thoughts on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Josh Constein, venture capitalist with Signal Fire. Josh, thanks for being with us. You follow the tech sector very closely. Is this oversimplifying things to start talking about political lines between Facebook and Twitter, for example?
No, I think this is totally appropriate. You know, I spent 8 years at TechCrunch reporting on Facebook, and what we increasingly saw was that as Facebook made privacy and antitrust mistakes and got more scrutiny from the government, it became more and more afraid of conservative backlash, both from the top in terms of regulation that might hurt the company, but also from the bottom, fearing that conservative users might panic and leave, especially if their leaders tell them to do so. And that's led Facebook to become very shy about doing what is honestly the right thing to do in many of these situations, for fear they might offend somebody who doesn't really care what they think anyway.
Facebook is so much bigger than Twitter. You know, it's this 1,000-ton behemoth. You could make the case that it's immune to public pressure, couldn't you?
I would disagree. You know, these companies do live or die by their user count. Because growth is what Wall Street values, it doesn't take a significant change in the number of users on a service for Wall Street to suddenly say, oh my gosh, they're in decline. You know, all of this future growth that we're betting on isn't going to materialize and the stock price plummets. And so it's reasonable that they do have some public accountability, but that doesn't mean that these social networks should be doing just what their investors want. They need to do what's right for the country.
Do you see this as a long-term trend, or is this something that's perhaps unique to what's going on right now?
This is a long-term trend that we are going to see play out over and over again. You know, the conservatives often say that they want free speech, and you know, things like Facebook are saying, yes, we want to give people total free speech. Twitter's saying, no, we don't have to constantly amplify it. And that's where there's this divide and this important distinction. You can give people speech without giving them free reach. And so you can allow somebody to have a profile or share things, but that doesn't mean you need your algorithms to amplify them and for them to be visible all over the place or to not be labeled as being divisive or dangerous. And so I think these social networks need to develop better middle grounds, and that's what Facebook is lacking, to say, yes, we don't want to take something down because it takes the president's speech out of scrutiny, but that doesn't mean you just leave it up with no caveats. You have to take away some of that reach.
Josh Constein, great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Venture capitalist with Signal Fire.